And Climax was actually at that time getting pretty well known. They linked up with Soul Control Crew around 97, so like my junior year. And that's when they met Crazy Cujo and Barmack, Mega Man, like all these guys who were, like Cujo was already by then. He was on that Run DMC versus Jason Nevins video. I don't know if you remember that video.
A little bit.
Yeah, it was like the girls versus the guys breakdancing video back in the 90s on MTV. He had already been on that video, and people, and he was like one of the most notable like dancers on that video. And they had just won Radiotron too, Soul Control. And I think after that,
did you like, as this is happening, are you aware and it mean something to you?
Oh yeah, because we're for I think like we were like their sparring partners in Fresno, and then they go out and then go battle other people and then come back, and then you have this crew beef here still with all of us, and then they go out, and then like every so often we'd go out into like, you know, go to the Bay or go to LA, but we're going mainly just to soak up the culture and meet other dancers, and they're there for like blood, you know. They're there to actually like win battles, and they had the capabilities and they won quite a few of them. And so we were aware that they were getting clout and being known, and all these underground videos start coming out, were like being circulated, and we're like, what the hell, Charles is on there? And he's like, he's in the final battle. He's like, what? It's like, you know, it's crazy to see that, because we're here and we're battling these dudes. We're giving them a tougher time sometimes battling than these other guys who are like from bigger cities. And it was like, you know, inspiring in ways, like, you know, like, okay, like if we can piss him off and make him crash and like get a leg up on one battle and walk away a winner one night, like that's an accomplishment, because these dudes are like winning freestyle, like international like contest. So it was pretty neat to be a part of that history in that way, where you're kind of, you know what's going on, you know what's being developed. Like I personally, because I went to high school with them, I saw them develop a lot of those moves and push themselves to those levels of where they were able to go out and battle people from, you know, Switzerland. And yeah, they're already going out of country before even, you know, by the time they're 18, they're already heading out and battling people around the world. And we're just here, like, battling people around the state.
Did you guys see them as, like, representing Fresno?
In a way. In a way, yeah. But the beef was so thick, I think, like, we felt like we represented Fresno, too. So, and plus, too, we understood that we were more diverse as far as, like, ethnicity and socioeconomic background. And we felt like, I don't know, like, we embodied Fresno more than they did as far as, like, what Fresno is and what it has. Because we had people that were still actively involved in gangs that were... Yeah, we had a guy, we named him Bulldog because he was a bulldog. So we just said, your brain-assy name is Bulldog. And, he, you know, he would show up, like, to a battle with, like, three other, like, legit, like, gangster dudes, some scary guys. And they'd be like, yeah, like, all cheering them on. It was really weird because you have him and then my friend Lawrence, who's a Japanese and African-American, but he was raised by his mom, who's African-American, and she was like a dance studio teacher. And so he was like, and he was also like a black, well, not a black belt, but he was like competitive in karate. So you have this guy coming out of nowhere, like has no idea what, he went to a private school and then started hanging out with us. So he's like, out of like some left field, has no idea of our culture. And then my friend Dat, who's first generation American, and then I feel like we were more, we embodied Fresno more, but they were so good, it didn't matter. And them being with Soul Control, like I think more people identified them being like Bay or LA than Fresno. It wasn't until like Charles and Pablo started getting really, really good and surpassing some of the LA guys, where like Fresno started being put on the map, like legit. Because then, like, you know, you had people announcing them on videos, and it's like Fresno, California, you know, Climax. And so that's when you start seeing it, especially in the Bay. I think that's where the real reputation for Fresno was built up, for breaking. So LA is a little different. I've always felt like LA LA had so many people coming in from so many other places, like Fresno's not really going to matter even if you're really good, just because you're in LA, you're in LA. That means you're from LA. Once you get there and you get good, that's it. You're from LA. It doesn't matter where you were from originally. Right. You are now a Los Angeles, you know, child if you get good there and you get known there. Where the Bay, like, recognized, because the Bay has their own little cliques already. Like, you're Oakland, East Oakland, San Francisco, Vallejo. You had areas like, I'm drawing a blank. They used to have Return of the B-Boy there. It had all these, like, jams there. Best of the Best, which was near San Jose. Drawing a blank in the name of the city, but you had all these regional areas, and they had also had their own styles. And Sacramento, of course, and then Modesto, where Style Elements is from, and they were, by this time, they were already won Battle of the Year in Germany. They had won Radiotron. They had beat Rocksteady at B-Boy Summit. So these guys are from Modesto, Stockton area, and I feel like
were they
like,
all from Modesto?
Remind is from Stockton. Crumbs, I think, was from San Jose, but like somehow like went to Modesto. And you had Po One, who I think was originally from Puerto Rico, but somehow he was up there. Super Dave. I mean, I don't know the origin of all those guys, but they would all, like, for some reason, Modesto Stockton would always, when anytime you hear Style Elements, you'd always hear Modesto Stockton for some reason. I know mainly Modesto had to do with B-Boy Ivan. Had to do with him, and he would break with Style Elements, but he wasn't really a part of Style Elements. He was kind of like their Pokemon. He just come in and just like destroy everybody. But I felt like that's where Climax got their, put Fresno on the map up there.
So then did you guys see their success? Was it like cool? Like they,
yeah.
Like coming, or was it
yeah,
like
I mean, despite the beefs, like, it was still pretty cool to see them, like, out there. To see someone that you know that you go to school with, or, you know, you hang out with once in a while. Like, you see them, like, on a video that you know people all around the world are watching. Because that community, that the B-Boy scene is so small back then that, like, if he's on that video, that means people know about him in Japan. People know about him in Germany. They know about him in England, wherever around the world, Brazil. Whoever's getting access to that video is going to know his name, you know, or know that name, Climax, Soul Control. And so it was inspiring in a way to see that. Like I said, you know, like to know that we give them shit when they come back home and then they go out and they're still, like, killing it. It was pretty cool. It was, like, a way having an indirect, you know, like, I don't know how to put it, an indirect impact on what they were doing. Because I'm pretty sure us being here with them, like, pushed them to another level, because they don't want to get their asses whipped by us, right? Obviously. It looked bad on them. So they would push themselves to another level. Like, right when, like, especially like my friend Dat, like, he would catch up in power move combinations. But right when he thinks he's catching up, all of a sudden, like, they're doing something whole new, a whole different move set. And so, like, he always, like, as good as my friend was, he always, like, in power move category, like, I think our whole crew, like, we always, like, lag behind them,
right,
in that. And so to see, like, that they're actually kicking people's butts all over the world, and it's like, it didn't make us feel that bad. They're coming here and, you know, doing stuff to us. It's like, you know, it's cool.
You're gonna lose, might as well lose to the best.
Yeah, exactly. Might as well lose to someone who's you know, is really good. Then, like
some scrub.
Yeah, because then when scrubs would come around, like, we realized we're real quick, because of Climax, like, for our crew, we realized where we were on the food chain.